Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greetings, Your Excellencies. Distinguished leaders and delegates and representatives. Special greetings to Director General Di Wu and FAO for your untiring effort in organizing and covering this most important gathering. The Cook Islands values very highly the relationship it has with FAO, so we take this opportunity to acknowledge the importance of this conference and the spirit of action in which the member countries have gathered here. Over many years in our part of the world, the FAO, along with others in the, like the Secretariat of the Pacific Community, have formed valuable and stabilizing partnership in terms of our land management capabilities, sustainability of our crops and fisheries, the development of crop resistant to viruses, and our rehabilitation efforts in the wake of natural disasters. Food security programs form an integral part of our cooperative links. In fact, the Cook Islands has presently engaged the FAO in what we consider to be a groundbreaking first, the development of a private sector-led aqua farm that merges renewable energy and environmentally sound technology with high-value yield in diverse fish products, an important model in which to package food security principles in communities. However, as a small island developing state, the Cook Islands joins its fellow countries from the Pacific region and beyond to echo the sentiments of serious concerns over the issues and tasks we face here as leaders, as governments, and as people. After all, Mr. Chairman, what sort of a world have we become where we can receive images and data from cyberspace at an incredible speed into a device that can be held in our hand, and yet so many of us are not able to download the nourishment we so dearly need into our bellies from the earth below our feet and the sea within our reach. In the global food chain of nations, the Cook Islands is no different from its friends and neighbors. Scattered over millions of square kilometers of ocean, we would be amongst the smallest nation of this earth to be devoured by harmful trade practices, rising costs of fuel, shift in food supply, adverse climate and natural disaster. In this chain of events, we often infected by the relentless march of globalization. Our local food production has been pressured under a declining agricultural sector. Major shifts have occurred as the country vies for economic opportunities in tourism growth, while struggling with outward migration trends and debilitating export constraints. The cruel irony underlying a seemingly island paradise is that concentrated economic success can and does mask much deeper, broader problems linked to food and wealth distribution, as well as an increased vulnerability beneath the tug of war over fuel prices and alternative energy, and the endless cycles of adverse climate conditions, including sea level rise. At some point, we too may well be stricken by a severe breach of our food security. Already, valuable tuna species in the Pacific now require the utmost safeguarding in sustainable management, or our people and those of our region face dire consequences as a result of distant water nation indiscriminately plundering our resource. To whom do we turn, if not to a community of concerted action provided by us, by membership to this most important organization? Then where? Mr. Chairman, it is our spiritual belief that God made man and this earth. It is our belief that God performs the impossible. But in between God and the impossible, there we stand to call upon each other to do whatever we can that is possible. Just as our small island communities are strengthened by the principles of a close-knit family, so too do we call upon this family of nations to do whatever is possible to alleviate the crises which have befallen and continue to threaten the developing world and its security. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister.